December 7th through 13th, Moroni chapters 7 through 9. May Christ lift thee up. As you study Moroni chapters 7 through 9, listen to the promptings of the Holy Ghost and record his messages to you. He can teach you both what you need to know and what you need to do. Before Moroni concluded the record we know today as the Book of Mormon with his own final words, he shared three messages from his father, Mormon, an address to the peaceable followers of Christ, see Moroni chapter 7, verse 3, and two letters that Mormon had written to Moroni. Perhaps Moroni included these messages in the Book of Mormon because he foresaw similarities between the perils of his day and ours. When these words were written, the Nephite people as a whole were tumbling headlong into apostasy. Many of them had lost their love one towards another and delighted in everything save that which is good. Moroni chapter 9, verse 5 and verse 19. And yet Mormon still found cause for hope, teaching us that hope does not mean ignoring or being naive about the world's problems. It means having faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, whose power is greater and more everlasting than those problems. It means laying hold upon every good thing. Moroni chapter 7, verse 19. It means letting the atonement of Jesus Christ and the hope of his glory and of eternal life rest in your mind. See Moroni chapter 9, verse 25. And until the glorious day of Christ's second coming, it means never ceasing the labor we have to perform to conquer the enemy of all righteousness. See Moroni chapter 9, verse 6. Ideas for personal scripture study. Moroni chapter 7, verses 12 through 20. The light of Christ helps me judge between good and evil. Today's world is full of influential messages. How can we tell which are right and which are wrong? Mormon's words in Moroni chapter 7 give us several principles we can use to avoid judging wrongfully. See Moroni chapter 7, verse 18. As you study Moroni chapter 7, verses 12 through 20, look for truths that can help you know what will bring you closer to God and what won't. You might use these truths to help you evaluate the messages you encounter and the experiences you have this week, and determine whether or not they invite and entice you to do good. See Moroni chapter 7, verse 13. See also Judging Others, Gospel Topics, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org, Bible Dictionary, Light of Christ. Moroni chapter 7, verses 20 through 48. Through faith in Christ, I can lay hold upon every good thing. After teaching about how to distinguish between good and evil, Mormon asked a question that seems relevant today. How is it possible to lay hold upon every good thing, especially when the adversary's temptations are so enticing? See Moroni chapter 7, verse 20. Mormon's answer can be found throughout the rest of chapter 7. As you read verses 20 through 48, look for truths that help you recognize every good thing you have because of Jesus Christ. How does having faith in him help you seek out things that are good? How can you lay hold on more good things? See also Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 13. Moroni chapter 7, verses 44 through 48. Charity is the pure love of Christ. President Dallin H. Oaks observed, quote, "The reason charity never fails, and the reason charity is greater than even the most significant acts of goodness, is that charity, the pure love of Christ, is not an act, but a condition or state of being. Charity is something one becomes." See The Challenge to Become in the Ensign, November 2000. As you read Moroni chapter 7, verses 44 through 48, consider Mormon's description of charity and listen for impressions from the Holy Ghost. He can help you find ways you could improve. Why do we need faith and hope to receive the gift of charity? Moroni chapter 9, verse 9. Can my chastity and virtue be taken from me? Mormon's description of the horrible sins of the Nephites have led some to mistakenly conclude that the victims of sexual assault or abuse have violated the law of chastity. However, Elder Richard G. Scott clarified that this is not the case. He taught, quote, "I solemnly testify that when another's acts of violence, perversion, or incest hurt you terribly, against your will, you are not responsible, and you must not feel guilty, end quote. From Healing the Tragic Scars of Abuse, Ensign, May 1992. Moroni chapter 9, verses 25 through 26. I can have hope in Christ, regardless of my circumstances. After describing the wickedness he had seen, Mormon told his son not to grieve. What impresses you about Mormon's message of hope? What does it mean to you for Christ to lift you up? What attributes of Christ and principles of his gospel rest in your mind and give you hope? See Moroni chapter 9, verse 25. See also Dieter F. Uchtdorf, The Hope of God's Light, in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2013. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Moroni chapter 7, verses 5 through 11. According to Moroni chapter 7, verses 5 through 11, why is it important to do the right things for the right reasons? How can we know if we are praying and obeying God's commandments with real intent? See verse 6. Moroni chapter 7, verses 12 through 19. How can Mormon's counsel help us make good choices about how we spend our time and who we spend it with? You could invite family members to search your home and lay hold upon or hold on to things that invite them to do good and to love God and to serve Him. See Moroni chapter 7, verses 13 and 19. Praise them for the good things they find. Moroni chapter 7, verse 29. After reading this verse, family members could talk about miracles they have witnessed or other ways they have seen God's hand in their lives. Moroni chapter 8, verses 5 through 26. What did the Nephites who were baptizing little children misunderstand about the atonement of Jesus Christ? What do we learn about the atonement from Mormon's teachings? Moroni chapter 8, verses 16 through 17. What does it mean to have perfect love? How does it help us overcome fear? How does it help us teach truth with boldness? How do we develop it? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline and come follow me for primary. Improving our teaching. Use music to invite the Spirit and teach doctrine. Quote, music has boundless powers for moving us toward greater spirituality. End quote. From First Presidency Preface in Hymns, Roman numeral 10. A song about love, such as Love One Another from Hymns number 308, could enhance a family discussion about charity in Moroni chapter 7, verses 44 through 48.